Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru. Welcome to this week's Get More Referral Today podcast. We hear the word business and we think it's just this simple little enterprise where it's so much more. Business today is made up of so many different moving parts that it's sometimes quite often lonely. Quite often, we don't have enough hats to be able to wear to get all these little parts done. And therefore, we end up failing. And it's not that we're failing in business. We could just be failing in one component of the hundreds of components that we've got to get done every day to be good at business. So there are two things I want to talk about today. First is attitude, and second is getting rid of the hats. So I'm going to start off with attitude. We're all going to, in business, go through ups, downs, level playing fields, and a huge amount of emotions. That's business. So when you're up, fantastic, ride the wave. When you're down, know how to get out of it really quickly. And when you're just traveling on the same plane, determine whether you're ready to go up again. Now, it's nearly impossible to stay up all the time. That would just take huge amounts of emotion and energy. So there are times where you're going to have a lull, and that's okay. Having a lull allows you to recharge the batteries. But there's a difference between having a lull and having a slump. A slump is when you're not sure how to get out of it. You don't have a clear plan. You're not sure what's going to happen next. Where a lull is more like you're just taking a break, taking a holiday. You know exactly what's going to happen, and you just have to push the button to make it happen. So understand that a lot of the time, this is pure attitude. How are you seeing yourself? How are you seeing your business? How sure are you at what you do makes an impact for other people? How much are you being seen? See, all of that stuff is interrelated. If you're not sure of yourself, how can other people be sure of you? If you're not talking, acting, having a presence, both online, offline, physically and virtually, then it makes it really hard for other people to get excited about joining you. This is a person we probably came across them about 5 months ago. And I know we could absolutely help them smash it out of the park. They've got so much good stuff happening around, yet they've got nothing because they just don't know what to do with the audience that they've got or how to do it. They've got an awful lot of friends and not many clients. So if I didn't have the right attitude about this, then I wouldn't have sent, hey, Name, see you doing so many great things. I know that we could absolutely smash this out of the park together. Would you like some help? You can't be sending that sort of message if you don't have the attitude. And the attitude is where it starts. Because without it, you're not going to make sales. You're going to have the best thing ever. You will not make sales simply because you don't have the right attitude. So before you can do anything else, that is what has to be right. And that's going to be different for every single person. And as you continue to grow and evolve and the business gets more mature, then that attitude will change also. But if you're not certain yourself, then no one else can be certain for you. And being certain doesn't take much. Doesn't matter what happened in the past. Doesn't matter. What matters is you knowing you can make an impact for the good, for the people you want to help. And if you know that, then why aren't you certain? Why aren't you acting in a way that should be bringing in you lots and lots of clients? Because your prospects, soon to be clients, all they want, all they're looking for, searching for, is for someone to lead them. Someone to be more certain than what they are. Because they're definitely not certain. Or else they wouldn't be looking for help. So what could you be doing to change your attitude? To become more certain? To know that no matter what, you're not going to fail. It's that lack of certainty that makes someone fail. Lack of worrying about what others are doing, what others are thinking, what others' perceptions will be. Who cares? If you knew that nothing could go wrong, what would you be doing right now? Well, do it. Without attitude, you can't have a successful business. In fact, without attitude, you can't lead. Without attitude, there is certainly no way you're going to have people come in and wanting to work with you. So let's fix that attitude. Choose when you have a lull. And the rest of the time, be on the high. The only time you have a lull is when you choose it. There is no slump. You have to become more certain and more sure of yourself than ever before. Because how you help and how you impact others is needed. And you have to believe that more than anyone else. So the second thing that flows on from having attitude. In your business, you can't wear every hat. It's impossible. I remember having a chart of all the people I needed. And to start with, I had every hat on, from the CEO to the trainer to the salesperson to the marketing person to the accounts person to the admin person. And that's how you start off. But bit by bit, you have to remove the hats. In today's world, it's not just simply people having full-time jobs. It's how it used to be. Offer full-time employment. Today's world, you've got people who only want to do 5 hours, 10 hours, 15 hours a week, who want to have lifestyle over having to travel into an office. You have to just be clear on the sort of person you want, what hat do you want them to wear, and then go out searching for that person. Sure, you might not get them straight away. But if you've got a simple organizational chart with what each person in your organization, which you're currently doing, needs to be, well, bit by bit, you can take the hats off you to put onto somebody else. You have no way of growing, scaling, if you have your hands on everything. It's impossible. Now, there's whole other episodes around building teams and leading teams. That's not for today. All I want you to think about are the hats you are wearing and how you could get other people to wear those hats for you. So you don't have to worry about that aspect of the business. You just have to lead. Now, that becomes, again, much easier when we've got that kick butt attitude that nothing's going to go wrong. And if it does, who cares? Pick up and find the next solution. You can move faster when you don't have your hands in every pot of the pie. So what hats are you wearing that you shouldn't be wearing? What hats could you delegate only if your business is in a position to do so? If not, that's fine. Have your chart up so you know you're working towards something. Hey, you're going towards that end result. When I look at our organizational chart, sure, there's a lot of people now wearing different hats that I don't have to, but there are still hats that I'm wearing where I don't want to be wearing that hat. And whether it's through finding the right person or not being in a position to fill that hat yet, I know by looking at that chart that we've still got more growth and ability to scale by having right people with the right skill sets in those particular positions. Business wasn't made to be easy. If it was, every single person would be able to do it. You know the blood, sweat, and tears you've gone through. But you're going to have more conviction in yourself than ever before. And if you do that, that's when things come out the other end to become better. Hopefully that's been helpful. Very different to what we normally talk about, but just as important. Because without that winning attitude, that certainty, that leading prospects to become clients, because you know the impact you can help them with, that's what helps your business. If this is the first time you're listening to us, welcome, thank you. Make sure you grab free resources over at referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources and learn how to build your referral strategies and partnerships. Till next time, guys, take care, and I'll speak to you real soon.